Regarded by some as a brilliant blogger, New York Citizen One, formerly known as Albany Citizen One, is in reality...
Teresa Graflin.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, but I spent 30 years in Texas.
And how do you get to Albany after 30 years in Texas?
I always wanted to live on the East Coast. And when I lived in Jersey, everybody would go to New York and spend wonderful times in the Catskills, and then never came back from spring break. So I thought it was a wonderful playland up here.
Tell us a little bit about your blog. What made you decide to start your blog?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. Mainly, I would go to the Common Council meetings in Albany when I first moved here. We were always taught to participate in government, and I would be there by myself and one other participant, which was Vince Raguso. It was just us two, and I noticed that the Times Union was reporting post-mortem so that any citizen that wanted to have input into what was going on in the city legislature would find out about it after the fact. So I decided to change that.
So now you've butted heads on your blog with the Times Union.
Several times, yes.
Do you consider yourself a digital activist or innovator?
At times. I don't know what I consider myself. Sometimes I'm doing play-by-play. Sometimes I'm writing, doing analysis of voting data. So to put me in one category, I don't think is fair.
So would you consider the blog to be more news or opinion or commentary?
Oh, it's all opinion. And what I have a problem with the traditional press is that they say that it's not opinionated. And everybody's opinionated. Whether you run a story or not is a matter of opinion. Whether you consider it news or not is an opinion. I just acknowledge it.
Who is your audience?
Well, I have over 500,000 unique readers, but I would consider my audience, well, I got half of my people love me and half of my people hate me. So there's nobody in between. They just don't read the blogs, the in-between.
I don't see you showing up anywhere like on Metroland's list of popular blogs.
I can't imagine why. You know, first they deemed me good enough to put on the cover of the Metroland, and now they don't acknowledge me at all. But, you know, I've gotten a few comments from them, and that's not really my audience. They're the in-betweens.
Now, Albany has been characterized as different in many ways from other cities across the Northeast. Some people have said we're sort of insulated, that we don't feel the effects of political and social changes and blips in the radar as much as other areas do. And certainly the recent move by the Times Union to revamp the paper shows us that analog is still very much alive in this very digital world. Is there room for both methods, blogs, newspapers, or I should say more than one method, you know, social media, newspapers online, for delivering news and commentary in this particular market or region or area?
I think that just the fact that I have 500,000 people coming to read me proves that there is an audience out there. There is a need for it. I just can't imagine why anybody would invest that kind of money in a printing press these days when there's so many environmental concerns out there. I would like to see more. A lot of people print me out, too, but, you know, that's not my main method of transferring information. So I just think that we need to, the Times Union needs to acknowledge me. I mean, Rex Smith is on my Twitter list. Just acknowledge me when you get a tip from me. I think it's fair.
Now, what have you found to be the best way to network and to get your blog out there?
It's mostly word of digital mouth, let's say. I think I see a lot of people that are sending my blog out, sending links out. I recently upgraded to a different Joomla product. So it's picked up a lot more by search engines than it used to be. So Google is what gets my word out.
Now, that's right. You jumped from being Albany Citizen One to New York Citizen One. So what happened? You decided that
I didn't get a bigger head or anything. The problem was that I couldn't work on my Joomla site with the name Albany Citizen One. So I had to have two sites going at once. And then when I switched over, I couldn't switch back because it was on Blogger. I cover a lot of New York City stuff, too. I have a lot of readers in New York City and Western New York.
Locally, we have at least one TV station that spends a great deal of time promoting its Facebook connections. Do you have a Facebook fan page or Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, anything like that you have associated with your blog?
I do. I don't have television, so I don't know which one promotes it, but I have a Facebook page. I don't do a whole lot with it. I mostly created just I think it's the Albany Citizen One fan page, because half of my friends are in Texas and half of my friends are in New York. So when I put out something, you know, I wrote an article of something that happened in Albany, my people in Texas are saying, what the heck? So to keep from driving them crazy, I created a fan page. So what I do when I write an article, I'll post it on there and automatically goes to Twitter. So it's posting one place and going to several.
Okay. And let's see, you're online at New York Citizen One, all one word?
NewYorkCitizenOne.com. Yep, New York is spelled out.
Is there any advice you have or motto or saying you might like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I'd like to say that everybody should be the change that they want to see in the world.
Be the change that you want to see in the world.
You got it.